I only have one more suggested stop before we reach what, for many people, is the highlight of their visit to Yellowstone National Park. Old Faithful, the most reliable and predictable geyser in the park. After we exit from the Grand Loop, I'll give you an idea of how I suggest might be the best way to visit Old Faithful and some of the other excellent geysers and features that make up the Upper Geyser Basin. Old Faithful is the most studied geyser in the park and has had a special camera sunk into its shaft to look at its internal plumbing. About 22 feet below the surface, there's a constriction or narrow pipe that's only about 4 inches wide. The weight of the 22 feet of water above the constriction allows the water below it to become heated to above boiling point. When water boils, it expands about 1,500 times. So, eventually, the pressure of the boiling water below escapes through the constriction, and we have an eruption. Old Faithful releases about 8,000 gallons of water per eruption. When the pressure and steam is released, the whole process begins again, refilling the chamber above and below the constriction, and approximately 75 minutes later, give or take 20 minutes either way, Old Faithful blows its spout all over again, just like it has ever since we've known of its existence, and most likely for a long time before that, too.